Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Winning Shot family, what's going on? It's your guy Herbie J. I got Hundo, I got Kyle with me. We got all three of us. You know what that means. We back in action, finally, after a long awaited return. All three of us are back on the screen together. You know what that means. It can mean one of two things. It can either mean that the Celtics about to lose. It can also mean the Knicks about to win. But in this case, it means neither one of those things because I'm not watching the game right now. But what it does mean is that the 2025 NFL schedule has been released, ladies and gentlemen. It's finally time to get back to some football. I've been so sad since the NFL season ended. But now, we finally got something to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. Brothers, how y'all doing this evening before we get into this good schedule talk?
I'm doing good, man. You still got a little bit of wait till football season, man. But, schedule's released, so.
Hey, this is the first step. I can buy tickets and look forward to something.
Colin, this man acting like he ain't got all summer to wait until football. Bro, you got months.
But anyway, the first game doesn't say 9-7.
It's almost June. Y'all see the way time flying right now? Y'all see the way the months is moving? It's June almost. Come on now. Don't do that. It'll be preseason before we know it. Anyways, I'm glad y'all boys are doing well. Colin, you doing well, brother?
I'm doing well, man. Just continue to pray for the Celtics, man. We still in the game. So.
Yeah. Please pray.
Y'all season about to be over. Shut up.
Oh, brother.
Tune into our NBA pod, too. Yeah.
The boys just dropped the NBA pod. Y'all boys tap into that. Ladies and gentlemen, please tap into that NBA pod. We also just dropped the WNBA pod. But like I said, this ain't the pod for that tonight. Tonight we're talking about football, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord, for bringing back the game that I love. Oh, the Lord is kind. Listen, we got 17 weeks of NFL action to go through. Obviously, I'm not going to go through each individual week, but what we are going to do is this. I want us to highlight some games throughout the season that y'all think are going to be monumental or just good games to tune into. Obviously, we got the main games that people are always going to tap into throughout the season. We talked about this before, and we're going to get ready to get into this again. But for me personally, I was having a conversation today. The NFL is more entertaining right now. The most entertaining sport probably to watch between basketball, college, anything. It's the most entertaining sport to watch. So to say that now we got these entertaining games throughout the year and in the fall, right? That we'll be able to go ahead and watch in these 17 weeks. We got the bigger games. Of course, you got Thanksgiving, always the biggest time to watch football. Now Christmas. It's competing with the NBA, and I think it's overtaking the NBA in regards of people wanting to watch that more on those holidays. So, how y'all feeling as we get ready to go into this season, looking at some of the games that y'all may have seen so far, just as an overall schedule, and then we'll kind of go into the first couple weeks and tell me what y'all think.
Repeat that first part of the question, brother.
Yeah, so the first, this basically just saying this, brothers. How y'all feeling about what y'all seen over as a brief skim over the schedule before we kind of go in depth with it?
I think it's very interesting. Obviously, the first thing I see is like those first weeks, those games in the first week. But he asked the question and then deal.
Like, wait.
He said, I don't care about your answer.
I don't want to know that bad.
Commercial break. Where, I mean, just taking an initial skim of it, like, obviously, like, you know, the big games like Buffalo, Baltimore, curious to see, you know, how everybody responds with that big playoff game. With Buffalo won. I think the conversation is really going to be about, you know, that game. And I see Philadelphia plays Dallas. Obviously, like, we assume that Philadelphia is going to win as, you know, repeat champs. But, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what Dallas looks like because, you know, they made a move for George Pickens, but, you know, everybody's questioning what Schottenheimer is going to look like. Mm-hmm. But I think those are the two biggest games I see. Interested to see that Kansas City Chargers game week one as well. Because I don't know how Kansas City is going to look coming back in this division. Like, I assume they get Rashee Rice back. But question is Kansas City still going to be the kings of that division or is there going to be a newcomer? And I think that division is probably going to be one of the toughest football this year. So,
yeah. I agree. My bad, Phyllis. I had to take an emergency call. I think that, man, I'm excited. This week one slate, man, it's pretty tough. You just mentioned, Colin, there's a lot of storylines to follow as you go into this NFL season. Like you talked about Philly. I don't necessarily know if I agree that they're going to repeat as the champs. I think they got some comp. In their conference, they're getting some more comp now. I think Detroit comes back healthy this year, so I'm excited to see what they look like in the NFC. Will there be another team that rises up that we don't even really see right now? Will there be some fallers, some teams that fall from grace, you know what I'm saying, that have previously been up there? I mean, Washington is still up there, so I'm excited they just added Debo. So will they be able to continue their reign of terror in the NFC? You know, I think that division is going to be, you talked about the, you know, the AFC East or the AFC West. The NFC East is going to be super tough, too, in NFC. So it's going to be very interesting, I think, as we go throughout this schedule and talk about some of these key matchups, man, that are going to really play some determining factors in playoff seeding as well as just the overall season as it stands.
And one thing that I will add is, like, we got some divisional matchups early. Like,
yeah.
We're getting straight to it.
Straight to it, brother.
Hey, first couple weeks.
Yeah.
People better be ready to play. I know that.
Out the gate, hundo. Out the gate. For real. Better pray for no injuries in the preseason. No injuries in training camp because they hitting the ground running. No cap. So that's a good transition, man. Let's go straight into week one. We kind of highlight a little bit of that Philly and Dallas matchup. But like you talked about, hundo, going straight into the divisional games, bro. Like, I mean, that's week one. Like, game one. Everybody, all the lights is on. Everybody watching you. Colin just mentioned Dallas just traded for George Pickens. How does this new offensive system look right now with Dak paid, now with CD paid, now with George Pickens? They got some new running backs in there. Defensively, they still ain't paid Michael yet. They're getting Trey Diggs back hopefully this year. And then, of course, Philly, once again, coming off that Super Bowl, they're going to be to continue that dominance that they had in the NFC this year. So I think that's going to be a good one to watch. I'm gonna highlight that. When y'all tell me what y'all see in week one that y'all want to highlight, man, what y'all think is gonna be a good game.
I'm interested to see how San Fran and Seattle look, both of them teams. Okay. Probably not the prettiest game.
Yeah.
But I got to see how San Fran look if they're gonna be healthy. The conversation around Brock Purdy getting paid.
Yeah.
Still on the table. And then Seattle. Sam Darnold, new sheriff in town. What that's going to look like. So,
yeah.
I'm excited to see that game. And then, of course, Baltimore and Buffalo. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good one. It should be
no,
a good
I
one.
No, I can't wait, hundo. No, yeah. I can't wait.
I'm interested to see if, like, how's Buffalo going to look? Like, I don't know if that same strategy that they had last year is going to work. We're going to see.
It's not.
We're going to see. So, yeah, good first test out the gate, man. Let's see where you at.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think another game I'm curious to see, I think it's going to be an ugly game with that Minnesota-Chicago game because I think that's going to be a game like you, everything you need to know about both quarterbacks. Because I assume they're going to be running with J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota. And if it looks ugly for Minnesota, you're like, okay, you know, what does Aaron Rodgers do? Or do we need to move quarterbacks? You know, and there's no other option, right? Because if Aaron Rodgers goes to a team, you know, you don't have anybody else, you know, backing up. Where last year you had Sam Darnold, and I think they're trying to go with J.J. long-term. But on the other end, Minnesota goes and wins that game, you know, at Chicago. The pressure is going to be on Caleb Williams because you can't fire Ben Johnson. And that roster, as we said in the draft, like, there's no excuses. So if it looks ugly for Chicago again, then I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Chicago because their next game is going to be Detroit. And, you know, regardless of Detroit losing their coordinators, they're still a tough roster. So they go 0-2. That's going to be real ugly for Caleb in Chicago.
And like you said, Colin, like, another NFC North matchup that same week, Detroit and Green Bay. Like, that's probably going to be a good game, too. Like you said, Detroit lost both of their coordinators. Got to see how they're going to look. Green Bay, Jordan Love, can he take that next step and get them to that postseason success? It'll start week one with a good test against a tough Detroit team.
That's true, brothers. That's true. I like how the NFL does the schedule. Like, every week we're getting, like, some primetime matchups. I think sometimes they do a bad job in regards to having sorry teams in primetime. But from looking at the first couple weeks of the season, like, it's some dog games in these first couple weeks of the season. Man, I'm looking at week two, and we got a Super Bowl rematch between Philly and the Chiefs, man, at 425 in Kansas City. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch because when you look at a lot of people talk about conference matchups. Even though it's out of conference matchups, they play a huge part, too, in just your overall season, right? And so, like y'all talked about earlier, has the offensive side of the ball improved for the Chiefs enough to stop that Philly defense? You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a very interesting game to watch, I think. And then even on that Monday night, I was looking at that Tampa Bay and Houston game. Mm-hmm. Both of those teams are, I think, on the cusp of, like, each year. Like, they're in the playoffs and trying to, like, get to that next level. And so I think this will be another litmus test to see, okay, are we good enough? You know what I'm saying? And then that maybe not an in-conference one, but, you know, like I said, those out-of-conference games play a big part too.
Yeah. One of the things I was looking at is Cleveland. Because, you know, I'm curious, like, you know, Cincinnati's not going to be a slouch, right? Because they got, you know, their offense. But, you know, they got to go to Baltimore, Green Bay, then Detroit. If you're 0-5 going into Minnesota, I'm curious to know with all this Shadur noise going on, like, is he an option to start? Do you go with Dylan Gabriel? I don't know who's going to start week one. Yeah. I'm curious to know, like, at that Minnesota game, you're 0-4. There's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of people, you know, start Shadur.
Yeah. Yeah. That's facts, brother.
I hear you, Colin, but if they 0-4, I'm sure it ain't all on D.Y. That offensive line is terrible. Playing, bro.
He's not playing. He's got to get these.
They're going to start Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Wait, D.Y. not going to be playing?
No, it's Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Shadur.
Yeah.
What happened to D.Y.?
He out? Ruptured Achilles.
Ruptured Achilles, bro.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, he's not even playing.
He out for the season?
Yeah, he was rehabbing, and he ruptured it again.
Yeah.
This man, Dunda, where you been?
not paying attention to no doggone Browns, I tell you that.
That's right.
What do you think all this quarterback controversy started when they drafted Jalen at the door? Yeah. You know what? Another team I want to watch, bro, and I say this just because I'm I live in Charlotte, but the Panthers, man, I want to see how they come out in this division in the NFC South. That division is always a toss-up division. And so it's always interesting to me, like, can Carolina be the team that challenges Tampa Bay this year? I think that – or Atlanta. Can Atlanta be that team that challenges the Buccaneers? The Buccaneers have won the division, I think, the past 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. And no one else has been able to kind of challenge them in that division because Atlanta sucks. Carolina has sucked. And who's in that division?
The Saints.
Saints.
The Saints are not – yeah, they always suck. Sorry, Doc. Not really sorry, but it's true. I mean, for me this year, I want to look at that division and say, well, can Carolina rise up? You know, they just drafted McMillan out of Arizona, giving Bryce another weapon to go with Leggett. They got some new weapons on the offensive side. They paid some linemen. So can Bryce stay upright? Can he continue on that trajectory that he had at the end of last season into this season in Carolina? Looking at their schedule, bro, I mean, they got some winnable games, I think. They start the season in Jacksonville with, you know, with Travis Hunter. How's he going to look in Jacksonville? But they got Jacksonville, Arizona, Atlanta, New England, Miami. They could honestly be probably 3-1, 4-0 going into that Miami game. Then they got, you know, Dallas, Jets, Buffalo, Green Bay, some L's start to come in. So, I mean, it's I mean, you know, that's a doable schedule for them. I just want to see with their defensive pieces. Also, they just paid J.C. Horn. They're getting Derrick Brown back. It's going to be interesting to see how they look, man, going into some of these games here. So, that's just a team I'm going to see just because they're the hometown team. Now, do I really care about the Panthers? You know, not really. But, you know, just as a hometown.
That boy just said a whole bunch of nothing. No, that boy don't care about the Panthers.
Bro, that I'm boy
said, hey, Colin, that boy said a whole bunch of nothing. You ain't fooling me.
Hey. But he wanted to make some content.
Hey.
I'm going to just say the Panthers.
No, I'm just saying, somebody in that division, because my cousins have made a bet with me, and this is where I really brought it up. My cousin made a bet with me that they're going to be first in that division this year. And so
tell them to bet me. I want to join in on that.
No, you can't. It's too late. Too late for all that.
I want to take their money.
Too late for all that.
It ain't too late. The season ain't started. What you mean?
No, they're not betting nobody else. They just betting me. I'm their
cousin. Why not? Why they can't bet nobody else?
Well, I'm their cousin, so it's okay. Anyway.
They keep it in the family.
Yeah, we'll keep it in the family, Hundo. He puts a boo. So, you know, I really brought that up for them just to kind of see what their thoughts were. I want to definitely hear from y'all in the comments, which y'all think, you know, Carolina, I already know what y'all think Carolina going to do this year. But, you know, my brother-in-law, he's a Carolina guy, so he wants to see Carolina do good. But, you know, it's me personally, y'all know how Carolina, I'm going to give my record prediction for y'all probably a little bit later on. But, yeah, I think it's going to be the end of the Carolina season. Any other intriguing matchups that y'all may have just kind of glanced over and seen from any particular team that y'all thought, or a good run of games or a good tough stretch of games? For me personally, I was looking at Baltimore's schedule, as y'all know, I was looking at that earlier. And we got a tough stretch to start the season off. We go to Buffalo, start the season off, Cleveland. Then we got Detroit and Kansas City in the first 4 weeks. We got to come out the gate swinging. Baltimore really got to come out the gate swinging. I got all the faith in the world in us. We just lost our starting safety. Our other starting safety out there is Washington due to an Achilles injury. The Achilles is out here taking people's Achilles, for real. So I need people to stay healthy. But thank God we drafted Malachi Starks. He'll be the new starting safety beside Cal Hamilton. So he'll be able to come out week one against a high-powered offense. And what they said is a high-powered offense last year in Buffalo and Josh Allen. So we'll be able to see how that goes week one. But then you got to come back once again, right again, and then play another high-passing offense in Detroit. Then we got another high-passing offense in Kansas City. So it's going to be a good litmus test for us in the first 4 weeks of how our season's going to go. So that's, I think, is a good and, you know, good stretch of games for us. If y'all see maybe in y'all team schedule a good stretch of games, or any other teams that y'all thought a good stretch of games for this season.
Low key, before
go ahead, Colin.
Now, I was going to say, before I was getting into the team schedule, I was looking at New England's schedule. Like, New England got some favorable games. Like, they could easily make the playoffs. I mean, they play Vegas, they play Miami, Pittsburgh, Carolina. They could at least be 4-1 before they play Buffalo. Like, that's gonna be a loss, but they still play New Orleans right after that, Tennessee and Cleveland. So I definitely see they could have a winning season. I mean, I think in terms of all the schedules, I haven't gone through all of them, but they got a favorable schedule.
Yeah, and I'll add Washington to that too. Like, their schedule don't look that bad. Of course, they gotta deal with the teams in the division, but outside of the divisional games, it don't look that bad for Washington, for real.
Yeah, that's true.
One thing I worry about with Baltimore, John, is like, mm-hmm. with y'all playing these tough teams early, yep. just staying healthy to get to that bye. I think they got to bye 10-19.
Week 7.
Yeah, because if y'all can get past that bye, y'all got a favorable schedule after that. Like, I don't see any hard opponents besides, you know, division. But even the teams in the division, y'all play Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and I think y'all can win both of those games. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just trying to get – at least if y'all can split, or even if y'all can go 4-2 before the bye, how many games do y'all want to
be? It'll be 6 games for the bye.
Yeah. Even the Rams not no slouch, so.
Yeah. See, the good thing with us, bro, I'm looking at our schedule, is that we done played all these teams. And so, like, I feel like none of these teams have added crazy pieces to be like, oh, we got to worry about them. Looking at Buffalo, and we just played Buffalo twice last year. And we just got to contain Josh Allen. That's what it is. I don't think they added no receivers, did they? I don't think so. Top of my head, I can't think of anybody. They didn't pay James Cook. So what are they going to do with that? So, I mean, that he's a big offensive weapon for them last year. Defensively, they added a corner in the draft, but he's a rookie. So I'm not really too worried about him, to be honest with you, Mr. Maxwell. And looking ahead, we got Detroit. Detroit's healthy again. So, I mean, I think they'll give us – that'll be a tough game. Them and Kansas City will probably be tough games for us. But like I said, man, it's time to be a grown man. It's time to be a grown man. You get paid millions of dollars. Time to be grown men. But like I said, it'd be a good litmus test, man. Like you said, that's going to definitely tell me what kind of Ravens team we're going to be this year. definitely think we're going to make playoffs. I think that's a guarantee just because our division is not good. For me personally, looking at the division, I mean, you already know how I feel about Pittsburgh with no quarterback. Cleveland, no quarterback to solidify. And Cincinnati don't have no defense. So I think the Ravens win that division, hands down. But I think it's going to be a good season, man. I'm excited for it. I'll give you my record prediction a little bit later on in the show. Hundo, tell me what you think about that Broncos schedule, brother. How you feeling about y'all's schedule this year and what the matches you see on the schedule?
Hold on. I got to put it back up.
Okay.
I know we got to play the NFC East. So that's gonna be a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see how Bo Nick's going to look in year two.
Yeah.
Added some weapons around him. So we're going to see, man. But the schedule don't look too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, NFC East. Of course, we got the Chargers and the Chiefs twice. Raiders should be better this year.
Yeah.
At the Texans. Yeah. And then I think we play the AFC South as well. So we should be fine on that front against those teams. Yeah.
After y'all bye, it get a little scary, Hundo. Washington, Vegas, Green Bay, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and then Chargers. Final six.
Yeah, Jacksonville should be a win.
it sounds good.
We usually play the Chiefs pretty good. We played them good last year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually play the Chargers pretty good. Not too worried about those two games. Packers are at home, so that helps. We should be fine, man. We should be fine.
Okay.
We should be fine. Okay. I think we'll make the playoffs again this year.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
What offseason moves did y'all make?
Right, we added the safety from the 49ers. We added Dre Greenlaw, linebacker. I think he actually got hurt though.
But he got hurt, didn't he?
Off season.
Yeah, he out for the season. Tear ACL or something crazy.
I thought he hurt something on his arm, maybe.
Whatever it was, I think he out for the season.
Oh well, we got more linebackers. we got more linebackers. And our defense should be good, bro. We had arguably a top 5, top 10 defense last year, bro.
Like, our
defense should be fine. I think the biggest thing is offense. Like I said, Bo Nix in year two.
Yeah.
And giving them more weapons. Added Evan Engram. So hopefully he can help at the tight end position. so we're going to see, man. We should be fine. As long as we finish second or third in the division, we should have a shot to make the playoffs.
Okay. I can see that. Colin, what did you feel about that Colts schedule, brother? We had a conversation with it earlier, but
I mean, I like the schedule. I think it really is going to all come down to who's, first of all, who's going to be our quarterback. It seems like it's trending towards DJ. And we got to see what Daniel Jones we're going to get. But honestly, if, you know, with our roster, I feel like we can steal a lot of these games, and they will be steals. I don't know what Miami's going to look like at the beginning of the season. There's just been a lot of noise with Tyreek, Jalen Ramsey. So I feel like we could go, and it's at home, so I feel like we could win that game. Denver's going to be a toss-up. Depends on what Bo Nix going to come out. I mean, even if we lost that game, I wouldn't be mad, but I think we could beat Tennessee. We losing to the Rams. I'll tell you that right now. It's at L.A. I think we can beat Vegas. We can beat – we can honestly beat Arizona. We're losing to the Chargers. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of wins in here. And obviously, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like or if he's even going to be with Pittsburgh. So nice. This makes Rudolph, I have no fear. After the bye, it does get kind of scary with Kansas City, Houston, and San Francisco. But I think even with Seattle, even with Jacksonville, and Jacksonville twice, I just don't know what we're going to see with Jacksonville. So if we can split one of those games, we could easily be, you know, bargaining for second in the division and hopefully, you know, sliding into the playoffs. So, yeah, it's going to come down to the quarterback. Everybody know that.
So y'all not making the playoffs. Everybody think it'll be a playoff team, huh?
Y'all ain't making the playoffs.
So that sounds good, but I mean, like, when we get there, I don't want to hear nothing. So we just got to see. Literally everybody from general manager all the way down to the trainer is on the hot seat this year. So I think there's going to be a level of focus and attention, and we're going to see. We're going to see.
Or they could just lay down and just get out of the way.
We could.
Get out of the way is crazy.
But we're going to fight. I got faith in them boys.
Let's check back in week 8. See how you're feeling.
That's true. Yeah, we definitely did a midseason check-in, Hundo. Week 9, midseason check-in. We're going to be right here. How you feeling?
Let's hold each other accountable. Like, if y'all team not doing good, too, we got to go one by one.
Oh, I mean, y'all, I know you're going to hold me accountable. Y'all, I know how y'all do. But don't worry.
I ain't touching no smoke. John, you be ready.
Oh, no, you be ready, too. Because you saw what we did to Denver last year. Yeah, I remember. I actually just watched the highlights of that game.
Hey, buddy went to the game.
I saw it in person.
He had the nerve to go to Baltimore. Tell him, yeah, we can beat the Ravens. Yeah, all right. Yeah, what a rookie.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, that was last year, man. It's new season, man. New season.
You right. New season.
What's taking me out when Hunter was talking about the schedule? He talking about we played them well. What, did you win? Like,
no. Okay, we played them well. No.
Hey, Colin, did y'all make the playoffs? Colin, did y'all make the playoffs? All right, shut up.
We did.
All right, shut up. My team made the playoffs. My team made the playoffs. Let's talk about it. My team made the playoffs.
We got there.
We lost to Josh Allen.
Well, here you go.
We lost to Josh Allen. Who else lost to Josh Allen? Who else lost to Josh Allen? Since we talked about everybody's teams. Oh, now you quiet. Now you got nothing to say.
What you say?
Now you want to act like he was looking at his phone.
What'd you say? You said the Ravens smacked Denver? Is that what you said?
No, I said the Ravens smacked Josh Allen. That's what I said.
Oh, you said we smacked Denver?
That's what I said.
So we smacked Denver?
No, I said, y'all lost to Josh Allen.
Buddy want
to
be a crab in the barrel so bad. Why don't we be a crab? Buddy, stand on the beat down the Ravens gave the Broncos.
No, brother, we were talking about playoffs. We moved past that. We were talking about playoffs.
Yeah, got smacked in playoffs too. Got smacked there too.
And guess what? Y'all lost too to the same team we lost to.
Brother.
Oh.
Bet. Y'all gonna be there this year?
Yep, we're gonna be in the playoffs. Yep.
Put your money on it. Put money on the floor. What's up?
What's up? I'm here.
What's up? I'm ready for it.
I'm here.
I'm good for it. What's up?
We making the playoffs. You can stamp that.
Yeah. How much you put on? How much?
25.
Make him walk to work.
Bet. He said walk to work is crazy. 25.
Hey, Colin.
Y'all see him first, Pod.
Colin, when I text you walk, you better be ready.
I ain't betting.
No faith. No faith.
I'm gonna text you walk on December 14th. You better be ready.
Hey, your coat is crazy. And your snow boots.
Nah, the fact that it's in December, it would piss me off. I am not betting on the Colts. It's going to be
crazy. Oh, my gosh. That's diabolical, man. All right, so let's do this.
Okay.
Let's do this real quick. So we just talked about schedules. Give me your team's win-loss projection, and then we're going to go through the division. And I want y'all to pick some division winners based upon the y'all's win-loss percentage of these teams. So give me, we're going to go personal, team by team. Give me your win-loss record. Not every team, just your favorite team, obviously, Colts and the Broncos. I'm going to give you the Ravens. And then we're going to go who we think going to win each division. We don't have any playoff predictions or none of that right now. We can get that a little bit later on in the season as we get after we get through, you know, preseason. But early, I need early schedule win-loss record. Excuse me. Let's see. And we can go game by game for each team y'all want to. I know Colin Cardi went through some of these for his, but I'll start off if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So Baltimore Ravens. Start off in Buffalo. We're going to Buffalo. Toss up, but we're going to come up with a dub. We started last season, we started off with an L against Kansas City. I don't see us going to Buffalo and losing again. So I'm going to start off with a dub against the Buffalo Bills. Cleveland, come back home. I told y'all I had no faith in my division right now. We used to be one of the best divisions in football, but not right now. Not right now. Cleveland beat us one time last year, and so I don't see them doing that again. So we will go ahead and beat the Cleveland Browns with no quarterback. And if Joe Flacco's the quarterback, it's going to be real bad. I'm not going to lie to you. Sorry, Joe. 2-0. We got Detroit at the crib. Detroit never plays as good in Baltimore. When we go to Detroit, always a good game. When they come to Baltimore, blowout. Last time Detroit came to Baltimore, they were 6-0. We were 6-0. I don't know if you remember that game. It was like the game of the week. Everybody was talking about the whole week. 42-0. It got real bad real quick. May not be that bad, but Ravens win again. Now, going to Kansas City. This is always a litmus test game for us because for some odd reason, Patrick Mahomes is our kryptonite. We lose again to the Chiefs. I'll give us that loss, Kansas City. Coming home against Houston, no sweat. We always smack Houston. Dub. We got the Rams before the bye. Dub. We're going to the bye at 5-1. After the bye, we got Chicago, dub, Miami, dub, Minnesota. Could be a trap game depending on who the quarterback is and how they're playing in Minnesota at that time. If it's JJ McCarthy, it's a win. We're gonna beat JJ McCarthy. Cleveland again. I feel like that, by that time, they'll have changed quarterbacks. it'll be a quarterback change in the second time we play Cleveland. And it's probably going to be a rookie. Unless they keep Kenny Pickett around. If it's a rookie, dub. If it's Kenny Pickett, still a dub. I'm going to give us that win, too. the Jets with Justin Fields. That game is in Baltimore. Jets defense is good. This is their first season with Glenn, right?
Yep.
Baltimore wins that game. Cincinnati, always a high-scoring game with Cincinnati, but Cincinnati has no defense, y'all. I'm giving us that win. It's going to be a high-scoring game. As always, we get the win. Dang, this is a lot of wins for the Ravens. Pittsburgh, we swept them last year. I don't foresee us losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home with no quarterback. And even if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, they've traded away their top option at receiver. All they have left is DK Metcalf. And they also have no running back anymore because Najee Harris is gone. Give us the win against the Steelers. We got the Bengals again. This time, the Bengals squeak out one against us. I give us an L against the Cincinnati Bengals this time. Close. New England, win. Going to Green Bay. Always a tough, going into the Lambeau is always a tough place to play. But it's a primetime game. I trust Lamar and Pro. Well, actually, that one's actually not. I don't know yet. That one's a to be determined game. But I feel like depending on how both those teams are doing at that time, probably could get switched to a primetime game if it's not already at a primetime game. Lamar wins. Lamar wins. And then we end up the season at Pittsburgh, we get another win. So that puts us at 15-2. I can see us dropping one more to go to 14-3. At worst, 13-4. At the worst, we're 13-4 this year. So that is my prediction for the Ravens this year. And we will also win the NFC North, AFC North. So that's how I feel about Baltimore this year. Which one of y'all want to go next?
So for Andy, like I said before, I feel like with the noise going on this offseason with Miami, they have to come to Indy. I feel like we could steal that game. We've won a lot of momentum. I got us winning versus Miami. Denver, I got us dropping a game versus Denver. So things going to be close, but I got them losing. Tennessee, I got us winning, even if it's at Tennessee. The Rams, I have us losing. Don't think that's going to be a close game at all, especially with us having to go to L.A. I think the Rams have a great defense. Vegas, I got us winning. I think we can beat Vegas at Indy. Arizona, I actually got us winning. I think we're going on a two-game win streak right here, and then we lose to the Chargers. Once again, going to L.A., Chargers have a better roster and better coach right now than us. Tennessee, I got us winning. Pittsburgh, it's a toss-up. At Pittsburgh, though, I have us losing just because, you know, it's at Pittsburgh. I don't know if either AR or DJ is going to be built for going into Pittsburgh and winning. Atlanta, I got us winning. Kansas City, after the bye, I have us losing. Houston, I also have us losing. Jacksonville, I have us winning. And I think a surprise game that I think we can go into Seattle and win. I have us losing to San Francisco. I have us beating Jacksonville. And I have us losing at the end of the season to Houston, and that gives us 9 wins. So I think we can go 9-8. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of these games are going to be toss-ups because of a quarterback situation. We go back and forth with AR and DJ. I think it's going to get ugly. So I think worst, we could go like 4 or 5 wins. But I think best case scenario is we get going 9-8 and sweeping the playoffs. And in terms of division, I think we'll fight for second. I don't think Jacksonville's going to have that good of a season, honestly. Don't have faith in Trevor. So it's going to be between us and Jacksonville at the end of the season. And I think we can win that game before the game, week 18 in Houston. And I think if we beat Jacksonville, the week 17 game, we'll get second in the division.
Okay. 9-8. Hello?
Start the season with the Titans. That should be a win. Colts week 2 should be a win. Chargers on the road at the Chargers week 3. I'm going to say an L. Drop that one. Bengals. I think that'll be a good game. Got to see how Bo Nix going to play. I think our defense will be able to get a couple stops. So I'm going to give us a win against the Bengals. 3-1. Then we got the Eagles, L. Jets, we should beat them. Giants should beat them. Cowboys, once again, should be a good game. I'm going to give us an L that week. Texans, another L. Raiders, we probably will split with the Raiders, so I'll give us a win that week. Chiefs probably gonna be an L. Then we got a bye week. Commanders got 2 weeks to prepare, still an L. Raiders, we should beat them. Green Bay, it's at home. That'll probably be a toss up game, but I'm gonna say an L. Jacksonville, we beat them. Kansas City, Christmas Day. I think we get the win on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Bo Nix and the Broncos. Merry Christmas, Chargers. We close out the season with a win.
Y'all call it the season on a 3-game winning streak?
Yeah.
So what record is that, yo?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Too many. 6, 7.
8, 9, 10. I think we can win 9 or 10 games.
So. Okay, that's solid. I can see y'all winning 9 or 10 games. That's solid. What places did put you on your division?
That depends on them divisional games. We'll probably split with the Raiders and the Chargers, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Unless we beat the Raiders twice or beat the Chargers twice. We'll probably be second or third in the division again.
That's solid. I can see that.
So I know, like, you know, this is premature, but like looking at the schedules, who do you think is going to be the worst team in the league?
Let's take a look, shall I? Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. Let me see. The worst team in the league.
I don't even got to look at the schedule. I can tell you the team.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you 2 or 3 teams actually that I think could be actually terrible. First team is the New Orleans Saints. I think they're gonna suck. Yeah, that was actually a shot at Doc. I think the Giants are gonna suck. That's a shot at James. They're not gonna be good, but it's also the truth. I think the Steelers are not gonna be good this year. No quarterback. Defense. They're defense heavy. They have nobody throwing the ball offense. I don't think that throwing the DK the ball every play is gonna work for them. And then I still think the Raiders are gonna be bad. So
the who?
The Raiders.
Mm.
Vegas.
Oh, no, man.
I know they got Geno now, but I don't know if that's enough to. I mean, in their division, they're gonna be fourth already. So you can't win so many games when you're probably losing at least 4 divisional games. They're going to lose to probably Dallas. They'll lose probably to – they're going to definitely lose to Washington and Chicago. They're probably going to drop both to the Chiefs and Philly. Yeah, that's a lot of L's for the Raiders, bro. So, yeah.
I don't know, bro. I think the boys going to compete, man. I don't think they're going to be that sorry.
What gives you that confidence? Let me ask you that.
I mean, they got to upgrade that quarterback, bro. They got to upgrade that running back. That's pretty much what they needed, bro. Their defense is gonna be solid.
They got Dallas
on the outside. They got Jakobi Meyers on the outside.
Hey, who'd you name?
Huh?
Who'd you name?
Genty, Geno, Jakobi Meyers, Bowers.
You could lift one of those things off that list. But okay. What about the offensive line? I think that's another issue for them is that the quarterback don't usually have enough time. And defensively, I mean, they still got Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins, but outside of that, what do they have?
I mean, that push can be enough. They not terrible on defense, bro. They was competing in games last year.
Yeah, that's true. They beat the Ravens. I mean, they did do that, but. Then they lost like 14. So
they did, but they didn't have a quarterback, bro. Geno is a big upgrade from what they had at quarterback, bro.
I agree with you. Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, that's real. I think the first team to me, looking at the schedule, is going to be Cleveland. I think they could easily go 0-5 going into Minnesota. And like I told y'all offline, like they make a change at quarterback at that Minnesota game. And Minnesota could steal that game. And we know Pittsburgh is going to compete, and it's at Pittsburgh. Don't know what Miami and New England going to look like going into that bye, but it could get real ugly after that bye. And I just think there's too much noise around that organization that every time they lose, it's going to be a Shador show when a Shador is going to get in. And by the time they look up, I think they could only win like 2 or 3 games easily.
I know you mentioned the Steelers, John, but who you think going to be worse, the Steelers or the Browns?
Ooh. See, and this is the tough thing, brother, because like I said, currently the Steelers quarterback is Mason Rudolph. The Browns defense and the Steelers offense are going to be like that. You know, the Browns defense is going to be able to smack the Steelers offense, even with DK.
But the thing that
Browns offense and the Steelers defense gonna clash. So like, it's for me, it's a toss up. Who gonna be worse? I really can't tell you because like, they're both equally as bad in the opposite area. You feel what I'm saying? So like, both defensively, yeah, they're decent for sure. Pittsburgh always gonna have a good defense with Mike. I mean, that's just kind of who they are, right? But last year their defense faltered a lot. They added in Derek Harmon. I think he'll be good replacement as you know, Hayward's at the end of his career. Cleveland's defense is always gonna be good. And they obviously they just paid Miles. I gotta see what Mason Graham gonna do. Y'all saw his conditioning information from that mini camp. So I gotta see what he's gonna look like. But still they got two top 10 corner, the top 10 cornerback duo within, you know, Denzel Ward and Emerson. So I got to see what that's going to look like. And then quarterback-wise, I got to see what's going to happen for both teams. But so if I had to give you an answer right now, I'm always going to say you Cleveland will be worse because Cleveland's just been a dumpster fire for the past 20 years. It's been a long time. So I'm going to say Cleveland if I had to give you an answer right now.
Yeah, see, my thing with that is like, even that year they were fighting between Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, they were still competing for a playoff spot. That's surprisingly. So them boys going to fight for Mike, even though they're going to be sorry. I don't think they're going to be worse than Cleveland, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know any worse than Cleveland, bro. Like I said, but it also, for me, depends on who's going to be quarterback. If they give Shador an opportunity, I truly think that Shador could at least help them win a couple games as their quarterback. More than Dylan Gabriel's going to give them, more than Kenny Pickett's going to give them, more than Joe Flacco's had opportunity, so I think he'll be still solid. But I don't know if he's going to do enough to help them. Like I said, he took the Browns to the playoffs a couple years ago. Joe Flacco did. So, I mean, it really depends on what kind of Joe they're going to get at 41, I think Joe is now. So, I don't know.
But see, my only thing with Cleveland, though, is like you go 0-5. Well, 0-4 headed into Minnesota. They probably make a quarterback change. And we got to see at the preseason if Shador is going to be the second option or the third option. Because if they go with Flacco, then by that time in the middle of the season, they'll be trying out Dylan Gabriel. And if Shador happens to get in at the end of the season, they still got to play Baltimore. They got to play San Francisco. They got to play Chicago, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh. All good defenses. And I just don't know what Shador going to look like versus those defenses. So hopefully he gets a chance early. But if it's late, I might as well just stay seated.
Not for real.
I'm staying seated the whole season, bro. That offensive line is not good, bro. I'm not lining up back there, bro.
Who?
The Browns.
Yeah, that's true, brother. But Pittsburgh O-line ain't that good. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you look at these teams in their totality, bro, like defensively, our whole division outside of Cincinnati is known for defense. Cleveland, Baltimore and Pittsburgh have always been usually defensive teams. That's Cincinnati. They've never had a defensive team. They've always been known for their offense. Ever since Carson Palmer and Chad Ochocinco was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were, you know, that was their thing. So, and that's still their thing to this day with Jamar Chase, T, and Joe. So, it's like, for me, I'm looking at the division. I'm like, the Ravens are the only complete team on both sides of the ball where they got, like, good players. Like, every other team, top heavy on offense in Cincinnati, defensive heavy on in Pittsburgh, and then Cleveland is just Cleveland. Like that's why I always put them last because like even when they on paper got a good team, they always find a way to fumble it. They just never get it. Like you remember that year they had Baker, Odell, Jarvis Landry had once again a top three corner that time in Denzel Ward, had Myles Garrett. Had, you know, these linebackers. They had a on paper, people like, oh my god, Cleveland. I remember actually so much so Terod made me a bet that Cleveland was gonna win the division. That's how much people were talking about Cleveland that year.
Remember that?
Dumpster fire. It didn't work out at all. And the whole like in that first season, it was like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad. And I was like, bro, it's Cleveland. Like it's something about Cleveland that people just can't win. So
and the thing is too, bro, what I just was reading, that Minnesota game, but think about it, they 0-4. That Minnesota game is in London. So if you go to London 0-5, That plane ride back, some owners gonna make some decisions.
Oh, for sure. Nobody's gonna, hey, meet me at the back of the plane. Meet me at the back of the plane. We need to have a conversation right now.
Stay in London.
Bro, what?
You're not gonna be starting next week.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. So I got Cleveland having a top 10 pick again next year in the draft. Easily. Yeah. But that's how I feel about getting to the NFC. That's how I feel about the Saints. Look at their schedule. They start for Arizona. I think they can lose that game. They're going to San Fran, or they got San Fran at the crib. I think that's an L. Seattle, an L. They got to go to Buffalo. That's an L. They can probably beat the Giants. I think they can lose to New England. They're going to lose to Chicago, lose to the Rams, lose to the Bucks. They probably going to lose to the Panthers. Then they got to bye. Then they're going to lose to Atlanta. They can lose to Miami. Lose the Bucks again. They probably can pull off a win against the Carolina. Probably gonna lose to the Jets, beat the Titans, and lose to Atlanta again.
How do y'all think the Patriots will be this season?
I'm intrigued to see it because me personally, they got Drake May now, and I think Drake May is like Bo Nix to me. Like he's solid enough to like play quarterback, but like, and now they got Stephon Diggs. Running back. I don't know who their running back is. Is it still Stevenson? I don't know if Stevenson's there or not.
They
did. Okay. No, they just drafted Will Campbell, that offensive tackle from LSU. He'll be a dog. I think he'll be an All-Pro in a couple years.
Oh, they got a boy from Ohio State, the Trayvon Henderson dude.
Okay, yeah. He'll be tough. I like his game. I think he'd be decent in New England. Defensively, they got Gonzalez at corner. They got another corner out there, I think, too. So, I mean, I think they'll be solid, bro. In that division, though, division always tough. That division will be tough for them to do anything in. I think they're probably still fighting for, at best, fighting. Well, I don't know what Miami going to do. Like Colin mentioned earlier, they're a dysfunctional organization right now. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I also don't know what the Jets are going to do because they sucked last year. So, New England could be in a good spot to kind of like do some things in division wise. In regards to their schedule, honestly, it's not that bad for them. I'm looking at it right now. They got Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, Panthers, Bills, Saints, Titans, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa Bay.
Sound like a lot of wins.
It could be some wins. I'm telling you, it looks
not
favorable for them. Like
I told you at the beginning of the show, I said New England's schedule is favorable, bro.
Yeah, that's favorable for them, bro.
The only problem with their schedule is they got the latest bye. Their bye isn't until week 14, so hopefully they can stay healthy.
Nah, real boys be gassed. Yeah. They be crawling to the bye week.
And then they come out
of the bye week and they got Buffalo, Baltimore.
Right. Dear God.
Yeah. So they need to win all the games they can before the bye. Because after the bye, it gets kind of scary for them.
But the other thing, too, is, and like, you know, it's a toss-up even with I'm looking at the Jags schedule. Like, the Jags, there's a lot of losable games. And the problem is, if they have a terrible season, the Browns own their picks. So...
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that NFC North gonna shake out, man. It's a lot of teams in that, couple teams in that division that you just gotta watch for, like Chicago, Green Bay.
Yeah,
I think the Lions will probably win that division again, and then the Vikings, of course. How's JJ McCarthy gonna look coming off an injury? So we'll see. Still got Jettas, so that's always a threat. Addison. Yeah. Got some weapons.
Hey, so. I knew you just talked about JJ, but what do you think he's going to do, man? Like, how do you think he's going to fare? Me personally, I don't know, bro. Like, I didn't think he showed enough at Michigan to get drafted where he got drafted to. And then to come in and they let the quarterbacks go. They let DJ go, Daniel Jones, and they let Darnold go and said, here's the keys to the kingdom. Now, granted, once again, like you just mentioned, you always got Jettas. And you got Addison. So if all else fails, buddy, throw it up. Yeah. But can he make the right decisions, bro? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust him just yet. I gotta see how he come out.
I think he'll be fine. I think, like you said, you got Addison, you got Hockenson, you got Jettis.
Yeah.
And he has the ability to run too. I think if he can limit his turnovers, he'll be fine.
He runs.
JJ McCarthy.
He a runner?
Yeah, he can run, bro.
I know he can run, but
his 40 time.
Well,
look it up. He can run, bro.
JJ McCarthy.
He can run, bro. I think he can come in and be in like a similar situation as Bo Nix last year with better weapons. He got better weapons than what Bo Nix had last year. So if he can limit his turnovers, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers hasn't signed with the Panthers with the Steelers yet because he's waiting on Minnesota. Honestly, like, I just don't know. It just don't seem right to me. Like, you got Jefferson in his prime. Like, he's not going to downgrade from Darnold to JJ McCarthy. I just don't see it personally. I feel like if they lose that first game, Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, in my opinion, if he hasn't signed already.
You think he's waiting?
Yeah, because he would have signed by now. Why would he make the Steelers wait? You've already got past the draft. Like, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. That's a good question, brother. You're right. You're right.
Unless he don't want to play.
But I say, unless he's about to retire. Because he was lackluster in New York. That was a terrible experiment.
And it sounds like Minnesota is going with JJ McCarthy, bro.
Yeah, but I say I think from what I heard, it didn't even sound like Minnesota's an option for him.
Yeah.
Bro, you always got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. If they lose versus Chicago week one, everybody plan gonna change. Cause when JJ get unhappy and requests a trade, it's not, like you're gonna have to make a move.
You think he's talking about
If the season goes poorly, like
Jettis. Hey, John, Jettis, not JJ McCarthy.
Well, I was like, what?
I said JJ.
Yeah, you said JJ.
He would request a trade back to Michigan.
I want to say, ain't no way he about to request a trade. He's just coming off an injury.
No way.
No, my bad. I meant Justin Jefferson, JJ. My bad.
Okay. I'm glad we made that distinction. Oh my gosh.
But low key, like, and I know, like, this kind of changed the subject, but even with Kansas City got a tough schedule. Like, them boys could not, like, do as well as they have in the past. They could be third or fourth, especially because that's going to be a tough division. I don't think they're going to be bad as the, like, Raiders. I think the Ravens are going to be competing for fourth.
Wait, but, you said third or fourth?
No, I'm saying their schedule, depending on how they come out. I'm not expecting them to dominate the AFC West like they've been before. Like, because I think the Chargers are going to be good. I think y'all going to be decent. I just feel like it's going to be a tougher division. And I think third in the AFC West won't look as bad as any other division because everybody's going to be decent and competing. Like, third could be 10-6 or 10-7, whatever.
I agree, bro. I'm looking at this schedule right now. Like you said, Chargers, they got Chargers, Philly start the season. Then they got us. They're going to smack the Giants. So, they could mess around and be 1-3.
Detroit, Washington, Buffalo,
yeah.
Denver,
yeah.
Houston.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Didn't y'all play Indy close? Didn't y'all play the Chiefs close last year in Indy?
Yeah, but I mean, they pulled away late.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but that's the thing. Like, can they do that for two seasons in a row? Just like we talked about Buffalo earlier and them being able to try to use that same form of putting everything on Josh, can the Chiefs, because they had a lot of close games last year.
Yeah.
A lot of close games. Can they do it two seasons in a row? That's my question.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is they try to address the O-line, but, like, they got a backup tackle from San Francisco. They traded away Joe Tooney. So there's not going to be continuity on the offensive line. So we hoping the offensive line is better. We don't know that.
That's true. That's true, brother.
Hey, they still got Pat back there, though.
100%.
Yeah, bro. That's facts.
And y'all could have three teams come out to the division to make playoffs, theoretically.
Also true. I agree. That's how it was last year.
That's also true.
Three teams made the playoffs last year out of the division.
I can agree with that. Just looking at the way the AFC looks this year, honestly, bro, our conference kind of weak this year. I'm looking at it like You're going to have the powerhouse teams, per usual. You have Baltimore. You have Buffalo. You have Kansas City. You have LA could make some noise. Houston, just by the luck of their division, you know, going to lock in. But like we talked about last year, we talked about this last year about not really having dominant teams. It's not a lot of dominant teams in the AFC this year. I think Miami has regressed majorly. Majorly. They remind me of that Buffalo, that Buffalo. The Cleveland team I talked about earlier, like on paper, they look crazy. When you play them, it's like, is this the JV team? Like, I'm confused. What kind of Miami am I getting? New England could be better. Could the Jets get back to, you know, being a good team again? They got a good defense. They still got Sauce and Quentin. They got paying all them boys on defense. So it's like, are y'all going to lock in this year? Somebody got to lock in. That's all I'm saying in the conference. Somebody got to lock in. So.
Low-key, I feel like every team, maybe outside of Minnesota and New Orleans and the NFC, has a case to make the playoffs, honestly.
I think Minnesota got a case, bro.
Take Arizona out that case.
Arizona can make the playoffs. But the NFC West is gonna be loaded outside of the Rams. We don't know if San Francisco is gonna come back and be at the top.
Boy, y'all boys done changed the tune real quick. Boy, season ain't even started yet.
What tune did I change?
Remember when we was talking about the Cardinals and the 49ers?
Yeah, what did I say?
Y'all boys ain't sound too confident in the Cardinals.
No, you said that I was making a statement that the 49ers can easily get back to glory and be better than the Arizona Cardinals. I still stand on that.
I stand on the Cardinals not being good. That's what I'm standing on. I said I don't think y'all gonna make the playoffs. I don't think they have a case personally.
Okay. Go ahead, Colin.
No, I mean, I can see where John going, but I can easily see them not being good, but I also can see them sneaking a couple of these games. And I think the NFC West is just going to be tough. I feel like the AFC West and NFC West are going to be two tough divisions. So I feel like they got a case. I'm not saying that the case is going to be good. Like, even the Cowboys, I don't think their case is going to be good, but I think they got a case if they can steal a couple of games.
Yeah.
AFC, I feel like there's definite teams we know they're not going to make playoffs.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So. Yeah,
I agree with that. I definitely agree that the NFC this year is definitely be tougher than the AFC. I can agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, we know for a fact that the Raiders not making playoffs. Not happening. Cleveland not making playoffs. Not happening. Tennessee probably not making playoffs. I don't think Tennessee making playoffs.
I don't think the Jets.
I don't see the Jets, like I said, bro. The Jets for me are a toss up because what kind of Justin Fields we're going to get? They got bringing Breece back. They got Garrett Wilson there. Him and Justin play together at Ohio State. The defense is still solid. They're getting a defensive, you know, guy from Detroit. So it's OC the off. What's he the OC?
No, he's the DC.
He's DC? Yeah. So
I think that's. That would be my point. It's like, we've seen Justin his whole career with defensive coaches. I feel like he would be better with an offensive guy, but I don't even know who the Jets OC is. So if we get Justin with another defensive coach and no offense, we've seen that.
That's true. That's true. I'm glad the schedule's here, man. I'm glad. Hopefully I get to a game in Baltimore this year. I'm looking like, dang, which one can I get to for real? So I got the things. I might try to go to that Thanksgiving game against Cincinnati. That might be a tough one to go to. I might try to get to that. I ain't probably gonna get to that Detroit game early in the season. Probably either that one. Maybe the Jets game. The Jets game could be smooth for me to watch. But yeah, it's gonna be a good season, fellas. I'm excited. I'm excited. Any last minute thoughts y'all had about anything regarding the schedule of this upcoming season, brothers? No.
Nah, bro.
Like I said, I think we got a full slate of 18 weeks. I like the fact that the NFL is going to all these different countries. They're going to Brazil this year, Ireland, they went to London, Germany, Madrid, Spain, and then they got games on Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas this year. So it's a lot of things that the NFL is trying to do to build their international brand. And I think that, you know, London has always been that partnership. I think there are some first games. I think they said in Ireland and Madrid this year. We sent a team to Brazil last year. I think we sent I'm pretty sure we sent
Eagles and Packers
to Brazil last year. So the build up the international fan base, man, and I think once again it only helps the NFL to me stay the powerhouse that they are turning themselves into in regards to world sports, being one of the best sports in the world. So I'm excited. Let me know in the comments, Winning Shot family, how y'all feeling about your team's schedule. What games I think y'all are going to win? What games y'all think y'all lost? Give me a win-loss record. Can y'all make the playoffs? Give me some games or some people I should be watching out for. I know we didn't really get into individual players a lot tonight, but if you think that, hey, man, we drafted this guy or we signed this guy in free agency and this guy could make a difference for us this year, let me know. I want to hear about it in the comments on IG, on TikTok, on YouTube. Please lock in. Please like, comment, subscribe, share it, man. If you got friends and family that are fans of other teams, if y'all got games that y'all are going to, let us know in the comments which games y'all plan on going to this season and how we can, you know, what games we should be on to watch out for. What teams you think gonna make the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? What teams are not gonna make the playoffs? Is the season gonna be a success for your team? Y'all tell me how y'all feel, brothers and sisters. We appreciate y'all always tapping in to the Winning Shot Podcast. Here with me, Colin, and Hundo, man. We appreciate all the love, the support that y'all continue to provide for us. And we're going to continue to put out good content. Like I said, the guys just put out NBA Pod on the playoffs just now. Me and Hundo did a WNBA and NBA season preview the other night. Please go back and watch if you have not done so. We're going to continue to put out more content as things go forward. We're getting close to the conference championships for the NBA. We're getting started closer to opening day for the W. That begins on Friday. So me and Hundo and Colin will be giving y'all content every week, as much as we can, on updates and things that we're seeing and conversations that need to be had. And sometimes maybe we may come in here individually and discuss teams or players or situations that may be going on as well. There's always something going on. So we appreciate y'all locking in with us. And please, always continue to win as we do. Be blessed. We look forward to seeing y'all on the next Winning Shot Podcast episode. Be blessed. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.